Good morning. It's time for prayer time. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. 91.5, The Blessing.
We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much.
I have a question for you. You ever got an invitation and at the bottom it's got R period, S period, V period, P period? It seems to be a familiar phrase. Lots of folks use those letters. What does it mean? What does it mean? Simple English. Please reply. Let us hear from you. Let us know what's going on. But it is French. It's French, RSVP, for répondez s'il vous plaît. In other words, reply, please. So, this is an important thing to RSVP when you're invited somewhere, so that the host can know how many to plan for. Who knows how many are going to come unless you RSVP. You want them to have enough food on hand. You want them to have enough seats for you. All that sort of thing. Now, the letters RSVP are not found in Scripture, but God has given a personal invitation to everybody, to each one of us, to come to Him in preparation for eternity. And God expects a reply. He expects a response. One of God's invitations in the Old Testament is, in Isaiah 55:3, "Incline your ear, come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you." In the New Testament, we find it in 11:28 of Matthew. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we read in Matthew 25:34, "Then the king said, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth." So this is a personal invitation from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son to come to the heavenly banquet. And the heavenly banquet is set for all who will respond. So then what's our part of the invitation? Are we prepared to come to the table of the Lord, enjoy the fullness of His hospitality, His provision, His love, His care, His salvation? Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over." It's a picture of the abundant life and abundant love poured out, love without end, love without limit, love from the very heart of Almighty God, Almighty God the Father. So, you can understand, can't you, what great love God has for you? Can you see the provision that He offers for you? It's called salvation. Can you see the overflowing love that He has? Do you see the very heart of God in all that He offers? With an invitation here to most anything from earthly family or friends, we need to respond. We need to give them an RSVP. reservation accepted. So how do we go about responding to God's invitation? We must respond. Well, it's simply by accepting his offer of salvation, his offer of sins forgiven. And the promise found in Isaiah 1:18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So come to Christ for the very love that he offers. God himself sent his Son, Jesus. We know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We need to come to him for that love. We need to ask him to forgive us of our past sins and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ as we would put on a garment, Romans 13:14 says. And so we say yes to his invitation of salvation in Acts 16:31. The banqueting table of the Lord is set in heaven. God is waiting for your RSVP. Don't put it off. Procrastination is not the thing that we should be doing. We need to respond, because 2 Corinthians 6:2 tells us today is the day of salvation. And we're reminded throughout Scripture we have no promise of tomorrow, no promise of the next breath. And so we need to come to Christ today, because tomorrow may be too late. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder, and we ask that you would work in the hearts and lives of those who are listening. And if there is one that has never placed faith in Jesus Christ, that they would do so today, that they would have their RSVP taken care of for this eternal life that's been offered. Now, Father, we do pray for the ministry of WHCB. We pray that you would use it in the lives of folks to help build them up and help make them what you would have them to be. And Father, we do ask for your provision for ministry and for people who are listening and working and praying and being a part of WHCB's effort. We thank you for that provision. We ask, Lord, that you would use us in a mighty way today, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.